listening to Good Girl Radio.
You're listening to Good Girl Radio.
GoodGirlRadio.com. This is GoodGirlRadio.com.
This is GoodGirlRadio.com. I'm Cameo King, your host, Good Girl Radio, where every good girl has a confession. And if you don't know anything about Good Girl Radio, we like to keep it real, we like to keep it honest, we like to keep it raw. You know, this is real talk. But this week, we're actually here at the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. They're one of our partners of a larger partnership with the Capital Area Women's Lifestyle Magazine. And we are interviewing the cover women each month. And this month, look who we have. Woo! We have Ashley Willis. And I'm going to open it up a little bit. Here's Ashley again. And if you look down a little bit, you'll see the little... Wait, let me do it like this. You'll see the little thing for Good Girl Radio. And so we're excited to have Ashley here with us. Ashley, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you for having me. Very excited to be on your show.
Ashley, you are the founder of Lansing Mosaic.
Yes, correct.
And that is a celebration of diversity of businesses in Lansing.
Yes.
And you also are the founder of Michigan Premier Events, and that focuses on corporate events, corporate event planning.
Yes, it does.
Okay, okay. And you're a mom.
Yes.
And a wife.
So much.
I feel sometimes when I say that, I'm hesitant because I'm like, do you only say this with women? Mm-hmm. You know, say you're a mom, you're a wife. But anyway, we'll get into that later. But I don't even remember how we met.
I feel like we do both do a lot of networking. So mm-hmm. possibly networking, and then we just kept seeing each other and we're like, okay, I know her.
So how does it feel to be on the cover?
It feels great.
Look
it feels
at this.
Really great. I feel like it's an accomplishment. So mm-hmm.
You look amazing.
Thank
you look amazing.
You.
And so before we get into the heart of our conversation, the heart of, I guess, your confession, I like to do this little game mm-hmm. where I ask a random question. You have to answer it, and you have to answer it quickly, Ashley.
Okay.
Quickly. And you can ask me questions too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. First question. What song do you have completely memorized?
Believer by Imagine Dragons.
Well, I don't even know what that is. Okay. Can you sing it for us?
I don't really. I'm not a good singer, but it's Believer. And I only know this because my kids absolutely love the song. Mm-hmm. So on the way to school, we're always playing it. They're always singing it. So it's just in my mind all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just started singing. I'm like, okay, I know the words now.
So randomly in a meeting, you
yes.
just start singing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the last show you binged watched?
Oh gosh, there's a couple. Most of them are kids shows.
Okay.
But this is kind of weird. It's on the History Channel. I never ever thought I would be watching the History Channel, but with stuff that's going on today, I want to know more about history and how America was made, so how America was built.
Okay.
I binge watched the whole series. I know that's kind of...
Sounds kind of boring, but okay. Okay. Maybe I'll check it out. Maybe it's not boring. I don't know if I'm a history buff, but I do like...
It's really interesting because, like, in today, there's so much going on that you just kind of want to know, like, more about the political side of how the U.S. was, mm-hmm. and it really gets in depth about it. Mm-hmm. So that's, I never ever thought I'd be watching the History Channel.
Okay. So I'm gonna ask you one more question. Mm-hmm. What's the one question you would ask Oprah?
Oh, gosh.
You can act like I'm Oprah. It's like,
no. She's actually on my vision board.
Oh, see? So what's the one question?
There's like a lot of questions I would ask her, but what really motivated her to really be successful?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's always one motivation that really makes you successful, and I want to know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Ashley will find out.
Hopefully.
Maybe Ashley will find out. Okay, so now you have the opportunity to ask me one, two, three, a step of three questions, however many you want to, and I have to answer them, and answer them quickly and truthfully and honestly.
Okay.
Don't hit me too hard.
Who's your favorite actress?
Oh, who's an actress?
Yes.
Right now, I'm going to say Lupita.
Okay.
And Nyong'o. I love her. I love the spirit she brings. Mm-hmm. I love, it seems like, her variety.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's who I'm going to go with today.
What's the last movie you've seen at the movie theaters?
Black Panther.
Me too.
Black Panther. That was the last one I saw.
I actually seen that one twice. So.
Yeah, I did too.
Who's your favorite fashion designer?
Oh, you know, I find myself buying a lot of Rachel Roy.
Okay.
I pick it up and I just look at the tag. I said, oh, this has been pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. I just bought a bathing suit and I think I have a dress by her. And so I'm like, I don't know if she's my favorite, but she's been the one that I think I'm attracted to mm-hmm. naturally. Yeah.
And then one more. What made you start Good Girl Radio?
Okay. What made me start Good Girl Radio? So it actually started because I had a lot of very honest conversations, raw conversations mm-hmm. with my friends. Mm-hmm. And I found that there was a lot of growth in those mm-hmm. Where my friends can tell me about myself, mm-hmm. but I have to be okay with it. I have to be okay to tell you, in a sense, my secrets, my confessions. Mm-hmm. But it's just an environment for growth. It's an environment for healing. It's mm-hmm. an environment where you can also feel supported because you have to admit where you are before you're really able to get to the next level. And True. So I wanted to share that with the world. Mm-hmm. I really did. That's part of it. The other part is, I think at one point I really thought I was a good girl. Mm-hmm. And I felt like God was like, no, Cameo, sit your tail down. And so it became like this process of, you know, me realizing that I am a flaw, you know, that you, like I have issues. And so it's again, and I realized it was growth in that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that's why I started Good Girl Radio.
Awesome.
Yes. So we're going to get into it. Okay. We talked on the phone briefly mm-hmm. and I see a lot of pictures of you and your kids. And I even think in your, in the magazine, mm-hmm. it's a picture of your entire family. Mm-hmm. And so I imagine, you know, your family is near and dear to your heart.
They are.
Has that been a challenge with the combination of running, mm-hmm. founding, you know, pushing two businesses?
I would say it has, especially in the beginning, because when you start a business, it's very hard because you want to grow your network. You want to get more people to see about your company. So I think the first part was very hard, but I had to teach myself how to balance both. My main focus was my children, my family, and so I primarily focused on them. And I learned how to basically, when I have my mommy time, I can focus on my business. So eventually that happened. And then as my kids got older, more independent, and going to school, I was able to focus more on my company, grow my company. And so it's a challenge of balancing and figuring out how do you plan your business, you know, with your family.
Mm-hmm. And so the other question I have that may unpack that a little bit mm-hmm. is, what is the truth about being a business owner and a mother? I'm not a mother, mm-hmm. but I know stories of mothers. Mm-hmm. And I know when I have maybe someone's kid, my nieces, my nephews, mm-hmm. I'm done with y'all after an hour or two. You know? So what is the truth about that? Like, some things that people may see and they think it's this, but it's really not that.
Well, you really have to sit down. Well, I had to sit down. I really had to think about, you know, motherhood, business. How do they both relate? And it made me realize that being a mother helps me be a successful entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Because as a mother, you have to, when you start out being a mom, especially a stay-at-home mom, you want to have a network of other moms, because if not, you kind of feel like you're alone. As an entrepreneur, you have to find your network of people to help your business grow. So there's a lot of similarities that are involved with motherhood and an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. If you had the chance, would you do it all over again?
Oh yeah, I would.
Okay. I'm just making sure, because when I hear the balance, I'm like, no, y'all come later. Businesses come later. So I believe that there is judgment, mm-hmm. that there is guilt, mm-hmm. There is shame that comes with being a mother and mm-hmm. an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. If you're not this type of mother, then you're not a good mother. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine in those mommy circles, because mm-hmm. I've heard the stories, that mm-hmm. if you don't do this way, then you're a bad mom.
Oh, yeah.
Unpack that a little bit mm-hmm. for those who may be in a position like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there could be judgment. And the thing is you have to really know the person before you judge the person. So really, you know, have those conversations with that mom. You can't really judge the mom, because you really don't know, is the mom working while she's with her kids? She might not be. She might be working when her kids are asleep. She might be having mommy time, you know, her husband might be there to watch the kids, and then she goes out, her mommy time is working on her business. You really can't judge the mom thinking, you know, she's not really focusing on her kids, she's focusing on her business. business. You really don't know that. A lot of times I have a great circle of moms who are business owners. They bring their kids with them because their kids are enjoying seeing that whole entrepreneurial journey because they're involved with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you experience any judgment, or are you experiencing any judgment?
I did a little bit. You know, it wasn't really harsh judgment, but it was always, you know, moms that would be like, oh, how can you do that? I can't do that. That seems like a lot of work. Are you putting your family, you know, first? Yeah. And really, it was like, I am putting my family first. My family always comes first. It's just me and my husband working as a team, figuring out, okay, when can my wife work on her business? What are the great timings for that? It's all about communication, and it's all about teamwork within your family. I also have my in-laws and my mom and dad. They do a great job. You know, if I have a meeting that I really have to go to, they're there helping me, watching the kids. It's all about that support system. And a lot of people don't really look into that. They just kind of see the out picture. Oh, she's working and then she has her kids. But you don't know the full story of how she's able to be with her kids and able to work.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a position where you've taken someone's judgment home and it's really affected you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as an entrepreneur as well, you go through things. And sometimes, or just in life, you take stuff home with you and you think about those things. They're in the back of your mind. But you have to sit down and you have to realize, what do I have? What do they don't see that you have? And you have to make yourself think, you know, they don't see what I have, so why am I taking those judgments, taking them home with me? Mm-hmm. They don't realize the success that I'm going through, the harsh that I'm going through that's equally out to be successful. They don't see that my kids are actually watching what it's like to be an entrepreneur. They don't have to be a doctor, a lawyer, which is what I explained in the magazine. They get to be what they want to be. And they actually get to see what an entrepreneur is.
Mm-hmm. Is there a story for you, an experience for you that really drives this point home when you talk about, you know, when you talk about the judgment, even when you feel potentially the guilt, because guilt comes from another place. Mm-hmm. Guilt seems like, yep, I did it, or yep, that's me, and someone else talks about it, or they bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an experience you had that really brings that to the surface?
I don't know. I can't really think of it like an experience, but mm-hmm. I can say that if there ever is a moment, I do have my family that I can talk to, especially my husband. I'll talk to him about it, and mm-hmm. he really makes me look at the outer picture of what I don't see and say, you know, you can't worry about that. You have to focus on what you're doing, mm-hmm. and I really have that great support system.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you ever have to choose?
Do I have to choose? Not really, because my family always comes first. With my family coming first, that means that they're helping me where I don't have to choose, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. Because I think sometimes I had an experience with two friends. One decided to move out of state a little bit earlier than her family. Mm-hmm. And the conversation between her and potentially another mom was kind of like, how dare you? Like, how dare you leave your kids? Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like the third party. I'm like, wait, the husband is
with the kids.
Yeah, he's with the kids. Yeah. The kids can't leave school early, and she's going to pursue her career, which will help the family and help. And it was just, you could hear the judgment. You could hear well, I would never. And I'm just like, oh, my.
Mm-hmm. But she's not in their home, and she's not in their conversations.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know how they're planning. She doesn't know, is the mom Skyping the kids every day? Or, you know, she doesn't know that. So mm-hmm. you can't really judge like that.
Yeah, yeah. So what is the hardest thing that you've had to do when playing the role of, and I say dual, but it's more than that, you know? It's you, it's a mother, it's a wife, it's a business owner, it's a daughter, you know, it's all these things. What's the hardest thing when you have to, when all those things and say, I need you, Ashley? Like, explain that to me.
Yeah, like I count that every day, basically. I mean, I'm on phones with clients sometimes, and my kids are in the back or in the background saying, "Mommy, gotta go potty," and I have to tell my client, "I'm so sorry, but you understand my situation." Mm-hmm. It's just things like that, and what I tell my clients is, you know, this is real. I'm a business owner. I'm a mom. You know, so they're going to understand that. So when there's the time where I have a meeting, and sometimes maybe I'll bring my kids and it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, they understand that. But it's really about just me and my husband working together as a team and balancing it out together.
Have you gotten any pushback? Because I think I was one of those. And don't come at me, Ashley. I think I was potentially one of those mm-hmm. people. This was a while ago, mm-hmm. but when someone would bring their kids mm-hmm. to a meeting, and in my mind, I'm like, this isn't the place.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't the place. Mm-hmm. Because from my perspective, mm-hmm. it's like it's an interruption.
It is.
Because you can't focus and we can't get the work done. Mm-hmm. I've changed my stance because mm-hmm. I get it and I'm more so a holistic approach. Mm-hmm. And I entertain the kids or say, no, come here, or make sure we have a section or something for the kids to do. Mm-hmm. But how did that work for you? Because I'm sure you encountered a past cameo in one of your...
It's not like at certain meetings. It's all about the meeting type. So if the meeting is something where, like, we're all chatting, and, you know, it's going to be, like, a loud meeting, and it's not something that's, like, hard-focused, I mean, I tell them, you know, it's okay for me to bring my kids. Oh, sure, and I have them do something. But I don't bring them to any type of meeting that I know that's going to be of an interruption, if you kind of know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So I never really encountered, you know, anyone, like, saying, oh, that's a disruption, because I always plan ahead of the game mm-hmm. and know what type of meeting it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. So just for the record, I've never said to a mother, your kids are a disruption.
But it's kind of funny, too, because people are always like on social media, oh, they're posting pictures of their kids all the time, and ah. But then they have kids, and what are they doing? The exact same thing.
I'll probably be the main offender every day. Pictures of Cameo Jr.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the same thing. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you learn something about yourself? Or are you learning something about yourself playing these different roles?
Yeah, it's really, and to be honest, it's creating me to be a very successful business owner, because learning how to manage everything, and whether, you know, for example, teaching your kids how to potty train, you have to be very, you have to work hard at it. When you're an entrepreneur, you have to work hard at your business. Everybody else can't do it. You have to do it. So there's basically similarities as being a mother to helping you be a successful entrepreneur. So I'm putting those all together, really looking at the big picture, and I'm like, wow, all of these items are really helping me to be successful as an entrepreneur, even though my journey might be slower than others because mm-hmm. I have kids, I'm a wife, but it's really helping me to be strong in that area.
Never in my wildest dreams would I think someone would relate potty training to owning a business. But
right?
The stories I hear is like, you have to be so consistent.
You have to be.
And then it's one day, it's like, we had no conversation about potty training.
Well, today you are.
You know, so yeah. And what is one thing that you believe to be true, but after these experiences that you realized wasn't true?
You know, at first when I started out being a mom and, you know, having a business, I didn't think I would be successful. Mm-hmm. I really didn't. I thought things would be super slow. I would probably, when the kids go in school, I would just go off and get another job, and then my businesses would just fade. That's, mm-hmm. to be honest, I really thought that, but.
That's your mindset you had going into it.
Yeah, that's the mindset that I had. Mm-hmm. But then realizing, you know, the support that I had, it's because of the support. It made me to be stronger, not think that way, and to continue on. And each year, it kept growing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. It surprised mm-hmm. me too, when you you expected defeat mm-hmm. going in, mm-hmm. but it changed because you had a great support system. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that is the key, because that's what I'm hearing consistently
it
as
is.
I'm talking to you, like whether it's your family, a husband, mm-hmm. you know, a great community mm-hmm. Of moms that understand, or other business owners that understand that can help you. Mm-hmm. What matters the most is really support that's going to push you through.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ashley, I thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
For being on
Good Girl. I'm so excited just to be on your radio.
for more information on Ashley and on Good Girl Radio, make sure you head to goodgirlradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, also on Instagram. We do some behind-the-scenes shots, so if you're following us on Instagram, maybe you'll see them. This is goodgirlradio.com.
This is goodgirlradio.com.
Thank you so much for listening to goodgirlradio.com and supporting us over the years or over the past few weeks and months as we get our podcast back going. And a part of that revving up or getting us back going, we will be doing our first ever live podcast. Yes, I don't know what we're going to talk about just yet. Maybe you can send us an email and let us know. But we will be doing the first ever live podcast this Friday in Detroit. Everybody loves the D in Detroit at the Detroit Podcast Festival. You can pick up your tickets. Tickets are only $10 at DetroitPodcastFest.com. And get this, your $10, it doesn't go in my pocket. It doesn't go in the organizer's pocket. Guess whose pocket it goes into? It goes to a good cause. It goes to help support a young person on their path to success. It goes to the Detroit Scholarship Initiative. And so your $10 is going to a great cause. So come out again this Friday, pick up your ticket. It's only $10 in advance this Friday at the Dime. I hope to see you there. This is goodgirlradio.com.
This is goodgirlradio.com.